The impact of compassion fatigue on healthcare professionals. The term compassion fatigue describes physical, emotional, and psychological stress. Individuals working as healthcare professionals, social workers, and family carers are more likely to develop compassion fatigue. Understanding the impact of compassion fatigue is crucial. In this blog, we'll cover some of the risk factors related to compassion fatigue, how it can influence caregiver health, and ways to overcome compassion fatigue. Compassion fatigue meaning. Compassion fatigue affects physical, emotional, and psychological well-being. Compassion fatigue is usually caused by excessive hours, a lack of resources, and a stressful workplace environment. Compassion fatigue can manifest in various ways, and it usually affects individuals that work in healthcare services, such as mental health services, dementia caregivers, sunken eyes, mental health nursing, spousal caregivers, family caregivers, other mental health services. Compassion fatigue often occurs when working in emotional and stressful situations without proper support or resources. Compassion fatigue is often mistaken for burnout. Although burnout is one part of compassion fatigue, it's crucial to understand that this type of fatigue is linked to additional symptoms. At Leaf Complex Care, we understand the importance of self-care for the overall well-being of our clinicians. Hence, we create a positive environment where they can express their feelings, debrief with each other, and take care of their mental health. Importance of early recognition of signs of compassion fatigue. Recognizing the signs of compassion fatigue early on is crucial for maintaining one's well-being and ability to provide effective care. It's important for healthcare professionals to pay attention to how they feel physically, emotionally, and mentally when supporting others. Some of the early signs of compassion fatigue include persistent exhaustion, challenges with emotional detachment, loss of interest in activities, burnout, social withdrawal, secondary traumatic stress, challenges with sadness, anger, and anxiety, decreased empathy, challenges with lack of motivation. By being aware of these early signs, individuals can take proactive steps to address and manage compassion fatigue. Early recognition allows individuals to seek support, practice self-care, and establish healthy boundaries in their caregiving roles. Taking action at the onset of these signs can prevent compassion fatigue from escalating and help individuals sustain their ability to provide compassionate care in the long run. Impact on mental health. The impact of compassion fatigue on the overall mental health of healthcare and caregiving professionals can be significant. If compassion fatigue is not addressed, it can increase the risk of developing additional mental health concerns. One way to avoid being dehydrated is by keeping fluids close to you and munching on small snacks. Doing these will keep you hydrated and provide the necessary nutrients to your body. But how do you do these if you can't care for yourself? As an elderly, confusion can quickly set in, and any case of dementia will worsen if you are dehydrated. Seeing how prone to dehydration the elderly can be, it is expected that you provide a solution for yourself. This solution can be moving to a nursing home or opting for live-in, full-time care. How to tackle dehydration in the elderly? Dehydration can be properly put in check if you are aware of these symptoms and you replenish your water reserves frequently. Seniors need to be constantly reminded to drink water as often as possible. A schedule can be created to help with this. Water should also be made available in different ways possible to make the hydration process appealingly. To achieve this, water should be introduced to seniors as juice, fruits, soups, and beverages. This will help to get better results. If you are experiencing symptoms of dehydration or you have a loved one who is, the following are ways through which you can tackle dehydration in the elderly. Emotional exhaustion. Compassion fatigue can lead to a profound sense of emotional exhaustion. The constant exposure to other individuals' challenges can leave mental health carers feeling overwhelmed and emotionally depleted. What's more, this might result in challenges with managing emotions, challenges with lack of motivation, and increased irritability. Anxiety. Compassion fatigue can contribute to heightened levels of stress and anxiety. Compassion fatigue can impact the overall mental well-being of individuals, contributing to difficulties in sleep, concentration, and overall quality of life. Additionally, the challenges with anxiety and stress can make it more difficult for individuals to perform their day-to-day responsibilities. It's crucial that individuals receive practical support for compassion fatigue so it does not impact their care and does not cause further psychological distress. Decreased empathy. Compassion fatigue can significantly impact one's ability to empathize with others. This emotional distancing can lead to a decrease in the ability to understand and connect with the experiences of others. Reduced empathy affects the quality of care provided and takes a toll on the caregiver's mental well-being. What's more, the reduced empathy can lead to feelings of guilt, isolation, and a sense of disconnect from both the individuals being cared for and one's own emotional experiences. Without support, compassion fatigue can develop into mental health problems, such as clinical depression. Everyone deserves support and empathy, including individuals who deliver care to others. Impact on physical health. The impact of compassion fatigue extends beyond mental health, and it can cause several challenges that affect the physical health of individuals. It's crucial for healthcare providers, social workers, or any type of caregiving professionals to address any challenges relating to their physical health that are caused by compassion fatigue. Physical exhaustion. Physical exhaustion is a common consequence of compassion fatigue. Caregivers might often work long hours without prioritizing their rest and relaxation. This relentless dedication can take a toll on their physical well-being, resulting in feelings of constant tiredness and a general lack of energy. Physical exhaustion affects day-to-day functioning and poses risks to overall health. It weakens the immune system, making individuals more vulnerable to illnesses and infections. What's more, it can also affect cognitive abilities, reduces alertness, and impact coordination and motor skills. Sleep disturbances. Sleep disturbances are a common manifestation of compassion fatigue and can have a significant impact on the overall well-being of individuals. This can lead to multiple symptoms, including challenges with falling asleep, challenges with staying asleep, not experiencing restful sleep, experiencing nightmares. Lack of quality sleep can contribute to a range of negative effects, including decreased concentration, mood disturbances, and increased risk of accidents or errors. Muscle tension. Muscle tension is a common physical symptom associated with compassion fatigue. The constant stress and emotional strain experienced by caregivers can lead to increased muscle tension and tightness throughout the body. This tension can often manifest as headaches, neck and shoulder pain, jaw clenching, and overall muscle stiffness. The physical toll of muscle tension can further contribute to discomfort, decreased mobility, and difficulties in performing daily tasks. Migraines. Migraines are another distressing physical symptom that can be associated with compassion fatigue. The prolonged exposure to stress, emotional environments, and heightened sensitivity experienced by caregivers can trigger migraines or exacerbate existing migraine conditions. Migraines are characterized by intense headaches, often accompanied by nausea, sensitivity to light, sound, and visual disturbances. The physical discomfort caused by migraines can significantly impact a caregiver's ability to function and provide care effectively. How to prevent compassion fatigue? Preventing compassion fatigue is crucial for the well-being of caregivers. At Leaf Complex Care, we understand that each individual is different and might require a different approach when it comes to preventing compassion fatigue. However, below is a list of strategies to help prevent compassion fatigue. Self-care. Setting aside time for activities that bring individuals joy and relaxation, such as exercise, hobbies, spending time in nature, reading, or engaging in creative outlets, can be immensely beneficial. Taking care of the physical, mental, and emotional well-being is essential for replenishing energy and preventing burnout. Seeking support. Cultivating a support network of trusted friends, family, or colleagues who understand the challenges of caregiving roles is essential. Therefore, joining support groups or seeking professional counseling such as cognitive behavioral therapy to help process and manage challenging emotions while addressing compassion fatigue is crucial. Healthy lifestyle. Adopting a healthy lifestyle that includes a balanced diet, regular exercise, and sufficient sleep might be extremely beneficial. Nourishing the body with nutritious food, engaging in physical activity, and getting quality rest will contribute to the overall resilience and well-being of individuals. Mindfulness and stress reduction. Practicing mindfulness techniques such as meditation, deep breathing exercises, or yoga to help reduce stress can help prevent compassion fatigue. LEAF Complex Care prioritizes support worker well-being. At LEAF Complex Care, our primary focus is our support workers' well-being and mental health. Every day we are in awe of their unwavering dedication, strength, and commitment to making the lives of others better. Compassion fatigue is something we are aware of, and we approach it with great responsibility and understanding. Therefore, caring for our support workers' well-being and mental health is our constant focus. What's more, we always strive to create an environment where our support workers can care for their mental and physical health. We deliver complex care services across the UK, and you can find our offices in Bristol, Exeter, Slough, the Midlands and Somerset. Contact us today for more information. Read more about other topics. Blog. Our office administrator Jake B. shares his journey with autism. Today we share the inspirational story of Jake Banbury, our office administrator at LEAF Complex Care in Exeter. Jake shares his thoughts on his aspirations, job responsibilities and experience working with his colleagues at LEAF Complex Care. Some of the uplifting stories Jake shares. Read more. Blog. Down Syndrome Screening and Diagnosis. Down Syndrome screening and diagnosis is offered to women in early pregnancy to determine the chances of having a baby with Down Syndrome. A better understanding of this condition can. Read more. Blog. Promoting individual freedom and independence with home care. Home care services are the future of assisting older people and individuals with support needs in their daily life. Many individuals with health and care needs prefer at-home care arrangements. Read more.